online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ollie Cole.
A 41-year-old has died after being hit by a lorry on the M20 near Folkestone. It happened around 10 to 3 this morning, where the white articulated Mercedes lorry was heading London-bound near Junction 11. The man from High Wycombe died at the scene. More at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told our indoor lifestyles have led to an increase in the number of hospital admissions for vitamin D deficiency. There were 1,000 admissions last year, up from just 75 in 2010. We need vitamin D to keep our bones and muscles healthy. Dr. Gillian Spinks is a GP based in Strood.
Most of the vitamin we have in our body comes from sunlight, and we can only get that during the spring to autumn months, because during the winter we don't get enough sunlight, even if you're outside. If you don't get enough vitamin D, then you get weakened bones, which can break or bend.
MP Sharon Hodgson is the Shadow Public Health Minister.
For people who, you know, it's a choice between whether they can, you know, pay their bills or buy food, that would probably be the last thing they can afford to buy. And yet, it's estimated that the use of these supplements can save the NHS £101 million per year.
Rich is from Medway. He went to his GP after starting to feel low around Christmas time.
They did a blood test. When it came back, he said, "This is showing that you've got vitamin D deficiency." And kind of reassured me and said it's, you know, quite common actually. More and more people are coming forward with that problem. And then prescribed me some vitamin D tablets that did help.
You can hear more on the story at KMFM News on Twitter. Two Kent human traffickers jailed for 6 years have been ordered to pay back more than £129,000. Brothers Marianne and Joseph Zuga of Windsor Road, Gillingham and Salisbury Road, Chatham respectively, both appeared before Maidstone Crown Court last Thursday. They were both jailed in May 2016 after being found guilty of conspiracy to traffic people in the UK for exploitation. A jury heard how they trafficked four men into the UK and made them work around 60 hours per week while pocketing most of the money. Harvey Weinstein has handed himself into police in New York in front of waiting reporters.
Harvey, what took you so long?
The former film producer is facing allegations of sexual misconduct and is also under investigation in Los Angeles and London. His lawyer says the charges are entirely without merit.
Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent are looking to recover from back-to-back defeats in the One Day Cup today. They're up against Glamorgan in Canterbury. It's their first home game of the competition. The visitors are batting first. They're currently 163 for 3 off 33 overs. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Hello, Mobley here, you know, from Carphone Warehouse. I'm going to tell you what happens when your mobile contract's about to end. It goes like this. Your network bombards you with information. The deal feels like your only option. You go for it. But is it the best deal for you? Probably not. Hang on. Oh, another network message. Delete. There are so many better deals out there. At Carphone Warehouse, we're proudly independent, so we can show you all the best deals, not just the deals your network wants you to see. Carphone Warehouse. We compare, you save.
KMFM weather.
Cloudy, but some bright spells later. Highs of 22. After a cloudy start tomorrow, it'll be mostly dry and sunny over the bank holiday weekend with highs of 26.
Weather.
See the award-winning new Seat Arona at Caffin's Tunbridge Wells.